Lili Nishmas Abba Mari, Zichrona Livracha. We're up to Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Yud Aleph. Kol mi she'ochal basar b'malkam shenagim bo iser. Whoever eats meat in a place where the minig is not to, for Ashkenazim, that's during the 9 days. Parwetz geder hu. He's breaking the fence. He's breaking the halacha. V'yinashchanu nachash. And his punishment is he'll be eaten by a snake. It's a very serious offense to break a minhag that's been accepted by the entire, this entire section of Klal Yisrael. U'muta l'shtos kol shechar filo shal dvash shikorim. Shikorim med. Mead. You're allowed to drink beer. The iser is only to drink, the iser, the minhag, l'esther, is only by wine, but beer and other intoxicating beverages are mutter. Well, tispores shavuazeh, echad rosh aviechad shal koser shabo aser. So during Shavuot Shechalbo, it's aser to take a haircut or a shave, and we learned earlier the Ashkenazim hold this to already start from Rosh Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh Av. The Mishnah Berurah says that sometimes a woman has hair that's sticking out on the sides, and that she is allowed to cut if necessary. The language is, a woman has excess hair around her temples, it may be permissible for her to remove it, even during the 9 days. Okay. See if you'd gimel. Uvazokan, kol shemakav esachilu mutter. So here, if it's disturbing your ability to eat, then it's mutter. The example is a mustache. If a person needs to trim his mustache because it's difficult to eat and drink because the mustache is too long, so that is mutter even during the 9 days. Sif yadal. Asher l'gadolim l'sapra l'katanim l'chabes kesusam b'shabesh ha'chatish v'avuyos b'socha. It's asher to give a haircut or to do the laundry of a child during the Shavuot Shechalbo. So here, the Shulchan Aruch refers only to Shavuot Shechalbo. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes for the Ashkenazim. Does this extend even earlier? For Ashkenazim, for adults, we don't do haircuts already from Shavuot Shabbatamuz, and we don't do laundry from Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some Achronim say that we should be machmir for children as well, already from Shavuot Shabbatamuz for haircuts and for laundry from Rosh Chodesh. But the Chayyadim writes, to Tzarech Ketanim in l'achmir af l'fim min hagenu. Elo b'shabazu. But the Chayyadim says, no, even our minig, when it comes to children, for Ashkenazim is only during Shavuot Shechalbo. So the poskim say that preferably one should be machmir. However, the language is, if necessary, then a child can have a haircut until the week of Tisha B'Av, and you can do the laundry as well until Shavuot Shechalbo, if it's necessary. Relying on the Magen Avraham brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Well, then the Ramah continues. However, begadim shem lafim hem haketanim legamrei. Diapers, hanivadai mishrei shari, they can for sure be washed even during the 9 days, even during Shavuot Shechalbo, Those are totally mutter. That's referring to cloth diapers. In the old days, they would have cloth diapers. There's no simcha there when you wash them. They get dirty again right away anyway. Then the Ramah concludes, a few big day shar katanim noagim muhakil. People are makil even by regular children's clothing, but again, we try to be machmir unless there's a necessity. So children, up until the age of chinuch, the Mishnah Berurah says, up until the age of 6, so you can do their laundry normally, during the 9 days and during Shavuot Shechalbo. So children above that age, you can do the laundry, if necessary, you can do the laundry in a regular way up until Shavuot Shechalbo. And preferably, to be machmir already from Rosh Chodesh Av. Whenever one is doing the laundry of a child, the Mishnah Berurah says it should be betzina. That means it should not be given to a laundromat, done in a public laundromat. Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz says it means not to hang it out on a clothesline to dry. Okay, that's a Sif Yudalit. Sif Tesvav. Misha Takfu Avelus, Shal Mace, Vishal Shabbos Zu, Vichbitza Aro. A person who is an Avel, And the Shloshim ends during the Shavua Shechalbo. So now it's already uncomfortable. Mekil Batar Avalop Misfraim. He can cut his hair with a knife or a razor, not in a regular way to trim his hair, but he can't use scissors. Oh. But that's if it happens during Shavua Shechalbo. The Mishnah Berurah says, but if the Shloshim ends before Rosh Chodesh, before the 9 days, then even though the Ashkenazi custom is not to take a haircut or shave during the 3 weeks, there's no minhag like that, and it's mutter to have a regular haircut during the 3 weeks before the 9 days. During the 9 days itself, before Shavua Shechalbo, before the Shabbos, before Tisha B'Av, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes, and he leans l'chumra that if it's during the 9 days there as well, one should use just a knife or a razor. But, however, in the Shaar HaTzion, he quotes that in case of necessity, b'shas hadchak, there, if there's some sort of need, then a person could take a regular haircut during the 9 days before Shavua Shechalbo if the Shloshim ended at that time.